not to sound like a broken record, but the world is sitting back and wondering what Prosecutor Hans Moss will do with the newfound evidence against Joren van der Sloot and his alleged involvement in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway. Well, actually, the evidence isn't that new. It's old evidence that's come forward once again, but with Joren van der Sloot being in the world's eye with the recent allegation that he's involved in getting young Thai women to be trafficked into prostitution, or what he calls dancing, makes us all wonder just what really is going to happen. Hans Moss will probably come forward and say, we're going to look at it, we're going to see, but we don't know if it's enough to get a conviction. How does he know until he takes the case to trial? There's plenty of evidence in this case. There always has been, there always will be. But the justice system in Aruba has to be questioned. Now, on the North American side of things, the Anthony case continues, with only Casey Anthony knowing what really happened to Kaylee Anthony. The grandparents, George and Cindy, are hoping and praying that their granddaughter is alive. Is that just denial, or is it just a grandparents wanting to find their granddaughter? We'll never know. We can sit and we can speculate, but only two people know what really happened in these cases. One is Joren van der Sloot, because Natalie Holloway isn't here to say anything. And one is Casey Anthony, because Kaylee Anthony probably isn't here to say anything. Those two people need to be at the front of the class to speak up, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But we have to wonder, are either of them capable? I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.